ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Cities in Texas are turning off their lights to help save migratory birds. Around 2 billion birds fly through Texas in the spring, and bright buildings pose a deadly risk. In fact, every year, up to 1 billion birds are thought to be killed in building collisions in the US. That is a staggering number of birds. By turning out the lights at night, it's helping to prevent countless fatal collisions. Dr. Andrew Farnsworth is an expert at Cornell University and studies migratory patterns. He's also involved in the Lights Out Texas campaign. Andrew, welcome.
How are you? Good morning.
I find this a really interesting story. Is it right that that many birds die during this period?
Yeah, it's an enormous number. So it's up to a billion annually in the U.S. And that number is actually was published about 10 years ago. So the number may be an underestimate, actually. It's a very large number of birds. You're talking about with a billion birds every year, that's about 30 birds a second. So it's a lot.
It's a real lot. So is it all about lights on buildings and cities?
A lot of it is about lights. So lights are very attractive to birds and disorienting both. And a lot of bird migration, in fact, most of it in the U.S., but also elsewhere in the world, happens at night. So the attraction to light and the disorientation basically brings birds into these hazardous scenarios where there's light, there's often some kind of built environment infrastructure, in particular, like glass facades, glass windows, and then either at night or the morning after their migration, they collide with the windows. So it's kind of like a dual problem when the light is a big part of it.
So how did the Lights Out Texas project come about then?
It evolved in an interesting way. So we published a study in 2019 where we looked at the 125 most populous cities in the United States. And we looked at their light pollution characteristics, basically the amount of illumination from space. And we overlaid that with some characterizations of bird migration, how many birds migrated through these particular cities, and really try to just come up with a metric to rank what are the most important cities when it comes to exposing birds that are migrating at night to light pollution. And Texas had two of the top three, Houston and Dallas. And because of the combination of those really large sort of geographically appropriate cities to large movements of birds, it worked out very nicely for us to say, oh, well, so many birds move through Texas and there's so much light pollution there. There's an obvious kind of connection to reducing light pollution, saving a lot of birds, kind of prioritizing this incredible, you know, globally important migration corridor to try to do some of this work.
Tell me a bit about the actual birds themselves. What sort of distances do they travel, and are there key places they pass through beyond Texas?
Yes, so the distances are quite spectacular. Some of the birds, just to give an example, that pass through Texas, there are many kinds of small songbirds. So birds that are migrating, say, on the order of maybe a few hundred to 1,000 or 2,000 kilometers between where they breed and where they winter, and they pass through Texas. There are other birds that move all the way from basically one corner of the hemisphere to the other, migrations that may be as much as 10 to 12,000 kilometers one way. So there are some enormous movements that are happening here in terms of the distances traveled and that they're doing it twice a year. There are other key places for sure beyond Texas. Texas just happens to concentrate birds that are coming from multiple different places. Basically, when you look at the map of North America and South America, Texas is at a point where all sorts of migratory routes intersect. Birds coming from Mexico going into the western U.S., birds coming from South America that are coming up into like the eastern forests of the United States and also the boreal forests of Canada. And then also tons of water birds that are going all the way from, you know, the southern cone of South America all the way up to Alaska, to the tundra. So it's this incredible sort of connecting point of all of these different migratory strategies that are happening across probably about maybe three or 400 species of birds. So it's diverse and it's quite amazing.
What sort of reduction in bird fatalities has there been since cities began turning the lights off then?
So it looks like we're still trying to calculate this, but we see that one really nice example, actually, from some work that we did in New York, there are some incredibly bright lights that are used during the 9/11 memorial, the memorial to the terrorist attacks of the lives lost in 2001 in southern Manhattan. And from some calculations we did there, basically every time those lights are on and birds are migrating and we can turn them off, it's basically saving between 1 to 2 million birds over the course of the time we've done it so far, in terms of thinking these birds are not being influenced by so much light when we turn them off. So it's a pretty staggering kind of consideration that you're impacting, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of birds in particular instances over the course of time when you turn these lights off. In Texas itself, we know that when we turn off lights at some buildings, you know, they're seeing collisions of maybe 10, 20, 50 birds every night. So reducing the light is really kind of thinking about, you know, that number, doing that every night during peak migration periods in spring and fall. It starts to add up very quickly in terms of the numbers you're keeping in the migration system, keeping alive. So it's pretty amazing.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Dr. Andrew Farnsworth is an ornithologist at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.